First John chapter 4. Danger of spiritual gullibility. Christians, especially in these verses of scriptures, are so gullible sometimes. But we don't need to be, because God has given us the word to go by. But there's a word of caution to all of us Christians. Don't believe everything that comes down the pipeline with a Bible under his arm or in his hand. There's a lot of hocus pocus going on today. It's just false teaching and false prophets. People believe a lot of things today, and even Christians believe a lot of things on what they think and what they feel. There's a lot of stuff on television that's just not true. A lot of false prophets on television and false teachers. It's just not true. And how you check it out is by the word of God. It's not what I say, not what some other preacher said, but what God says. That's what old Billy Graham used to say so much. The Bible says. He said that over and over again. He gets it down. The Bible says. That's exactly what we need to go to, the Bible. You check me out like you check everybody else. But I tell you, so much hocus pocus going on. You know, they believe everything that they come down a pipeline. This man thinks he's got all kind of powers to heal with. He blows his breath and somebody falls out on the floor. I tell you, you need to check it out. Boy, I tell you, you need to check it out. But phony preachers. But John gives us contrast here in these verses of scriptures. Of the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Did you know the error going around? Now, the purpose of God is to bring truth into our lives. Where will we be without truth tonight? We certainly wouldn't be in this house of the Lord without truth. So the purpose of God is to bring truth into our lives, into our hearts. And it changes us. Truth has changed you. It's made a different person out of you. It has changed you from your way of thinking to God's way of thinking. It has changed you and has directed you and give you a course to go on. As we respond to the truth of the Word of God, it will change anybody. The first thing, it'll change you from an old hell-bound sinner to someone that knows they're going to heaven. That's the truth. The truth that we are sinners. Truth that we can't do anything about it but accept what Christ has done for us. When we accept that, the truth of God, then he says, if you'll believe that, what Christ done on Calvary's cross and shed that blood, he says, then I'll give you my righteousness. And that's the way we go to heaven. He directs our path and it changes us. But you know, the devil's purpose also is to confront us with error. Is to confront us with error and to enslave us. To enslave us. That's what error does. It enslaves us. Now, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, to start with, what did the devil do to them? He brought error. God says the truth of the word is, thou shalt eat freely of all the trees of the garden except this one. But the devil says, you know, that's error. God says, that's not right. The devil says, go ahead. God knows that you will be as God if you take this. Just go ahead. God's holding back out on you. He confronted the first man and woman on this earth with error, and they fell for it. Now, they had the word. They had the word of God like we do today. They had the word. God says, thou shall not. They had the word. All they had to do was believe it and accept it. But they fell for error. It sounds so good. What's wrong with that beautiful fruit? They fell for error. Well, we have this today now, and it gives us a spiritual test. Remember, this whole book is about testing us. Several tests in this book. Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out of this world, gone into this world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come, Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Let us pray again. Father, we thank you for this opportunity here this night to hear the word of truth from your holy word. Thank you for the truth of the Holy Spirit of God that convicts us, Lord, and directs us in every day of our life. And we thank you and we appreciate it, and we just praise you this night, Father, for what you've done on Calvary's cross, that we have this truth, that, Lord, that Holy Spirit of God is here with us today, that lives within us and in this world today. We want to thank you and praise you, and for each of us to think tonight, where will we be without the truth of the Word of God? Lord, we know where we'd be, just old lost sinners falling for error of the devil. But thank you, Lord, that we have understood that what you have done, Father, that no man can get to heaven without you. And we thank you this night. Again, as we pray for those that have been mentioned tonight, those are loss of loved ones, and the blessing that, Lord, that you bless the families with, and all the sickness we have, God, we just pray that your name might be glorified, even in time of sickness and death. And all these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, we have a spiritual test before us. Things that we hear and things that we see on television, need to test it and see. Test is what this book is all about here. We have our children, you know, you have to kind of teach your children how to eat and how to eat properly and eat the right things. Well, it's the same thing about spirituality also. You know what we hear, whether it's truth or error, we need to be taught in it. Verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit. It says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because there are many false prophets. We know this. Are going out into the world. We might change that word to prophet, like many false preachers mostly today, or false teachers today. They are in this world right now. In the word, it says there to try. Try, it says try the spirits. What's he talking about, try the spirit? That word try there means to test. It means to prove. Like putting metal into a fire, a furnace, and testing, see if it's a real, genuine thing or not. By the word of God is where we test this. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. It says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Who are these talking about? These Christians at Berea. They was more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. That's what you need to do and what I need to do. Look at this word of God and search the scriptures and see if those things be true or not. Pleasant Hill, we have a word of God, and we want to thank you that Pleasant Hill, that they have received the readiness of mind. I can say like they did there at the Berea. You're more noble than a lot of people are. Why? Because you have received the word of God with readiness of mind. This is an easy church to preach to and to teach to, Brother Darrell. Just about every speaker we have that comes to this church, they say, I thank you for the freedom that we have to preach. Now, that's something that you don't go switch on and off. You know, it's just already here. Every speaker just about tells me that, and I know they've told Brother Darrell that many times. Thank you, brother, for the freedom that I had to preach here at this church. Now, you don't have that everywhere. And if you'd have to go to some of these churches to find out if you speak before, but it's because that you're ready to receive it. There's three groups of people he's talking about here in verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6. There's three groups of people that I have here on the board to think about them, what he's talking about. It says there in verse 4, ye are of God. Verse 5, they are of the world. And verse 6, we are of God. Now, the first thing is false preachers or false prophets there in verse 5 again. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. Now, the false teachers today, they speak to the world hears them, but yet they have a big crowd. We'll get into this. Jude 4, it tells us, for there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordinance, to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. They crept in. They're around today. They're in Baptist churches today. They're behind pulpits today. They're all over the place today. These false teachers, false preachers, false teachers. 2 Peter 2:1 also tells us, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. That's back 2,000 years ago in the day. Who privately now shall bring in damnably heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destructions upon them. They had them then. We have them more today than we ever had before. The Bible warns us of the spirit of error today. And there's a lot of it going around. It says in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inward they are raving wolves. Matthew 24:11 says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. 24:24, there shall arise a false Christ, a false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it was possible, they would deceive even the very elect, if it was possible, if it weren't for the word of God. But they are with us today. They in our churches, they are with us today. Now, as Christians, how are we all this? How do we look and find out if they're going to come to us there and stand behind a pulpit and a Bible, they Baptist preacher or whatever they might be, false teacher? How are we going to find out? They look like preachers. They sound like preachers. They in a preacher position. They wear preacher's clothes. Well, how are we going to tell? Because with an inward error, we'll find out. How are Christians going to know this? There's a difference because it says try the spirits. Put them to the test. Test their sermons. Test their message. Test their followings. Test the contents of their message. The contents of their mission. Verse 3, as I already read, and every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is coming in flesh is not of God. Is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. And you heard that he's going to come, and he's also here this day. You know, a lot of people, preachers, are false teachers and false prophets. They call themselves prophets. All prophets are false today because we don't have any prophets today. But false teachers and false preachers. And people think they are doing real good because they're very clever. But a broke clock can be right twice a day. Listen to them. False teachers, false preachers. They say a lot of things that are true. But listen to the whole message. Check out the key. What they teach about Jesus Christ is the key. What they teach about Jesus Christ is the key. Matthew says, what do you think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Now that's for every occult, every false preacher, every false teacher gets off on Jesus Christ. That's error. The Mormons. That's a cult. And they say, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We believe in Jesus like you believe in Jesus. We put it on our church. Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. Sounds good, don't it? Check them out. Because they get off on Jesus Christ. Oh, sure, they believe that Jesus Christ is going to become the Son of God because they believe that Joseph Smith is going to become the Son of God. They believe that the Mormons are going to become the sons of God. But they don't believe that Jesus Christ is God. Now, that's where they get off on. Whose son is he? He's the Son of God. Jehovah Witness the same way. The Muslims the same way. They believe in eternal God. This messes up a lot of people now because they believe there's an eternal God. Mankind around the world believes there's an eternal God. You don't find many atheists don't believe in there's an eternal God somewhere or another. Look at all the religion of the world, the Buddhist, Islamic, and all the religion of the world. They believe there's a God, eternal God somewhere. But you know where the difference is? The difference is about Jesus Christ. Verse 3, they deny that Jesus Christ has come into flesh. That's how you tell. You check them out. Because they deny that God has come in the flesh. That's how you check out a cult or a false teacher, a false preacher, because they deny that Jesus Christ is coming in flesh. Jesus Christ is not God. They do not believe that. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But they don't believe that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is coming in flesh. So why don't we spend, being all these cults going around, the Islamic faith, and we have all these other type of cults going around today, why don't we spend more time studying about these all different types of these false religions in the world? The same reason the FBI don't study counterfeit dollar bills to be able to spot them. You know what they do? They study the real ones. You study the real dollars to be able to spot the counterfeits. We don't need to worry about all these other cults in the world, what they believe. You know what? You need to know what you believe. If you know what you believe, you won't have to worry about what they believe, because you see, you have a check mark there of the Word of God. You say, well, that's not right. Sometimes you hear that somebody has gone over into the Mormon faith. They've left some Baptist church, a Holiness church, it don't matter where it is. But I can assure you one thing, if a person is saved, they won't stay there very long. They won't stay there very long, because you see, they got an inward spirit. It's going to say, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. Test. What's being taught about Jesus Christ and his blood? Check them out, see. What's been taught about Jesus Christ and his birth? There's a point right there. How was he born? You see, you read the history of the Mormon faith, and I'm not just picking on them, because one's cult just as bad as another cult, as far as I'm concerned. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. But you see, they believe that Jesus Christ was an illegitimate son of Mary and a soldier. That's what they believe. They really believe he was a man now. They really believe that Jesus Christ was a man like I'm a man. They really believe he lived just like I'm a real living on this earth. But they don't believe he was God. They don't believe he was God. Check out on what they believe about his birth, about his blood, and check out what they believe about the Bible. And check out what they believe about the blessing, hope of his coming again. You see, they'll always be off on that. That's the checkpoint. You can check them out on the popularity, too, of these false teachers, too. I'm not talking about just good Bible teachers, because a good Bible teacher have a lot of popularity, have a lot of people that's following them. But you check them out. These false teachers, false preachers, they will appear to the mass of people. They appeal to them, to the mass of people. And his popularity will be with the world. Mr. TV, they're full of them. Mr. TV. Verse 5, it says, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. They're going to be talking to the worldly people. And they're going to speak of the worldly things. Like, you can get rich. God wants everybody to be rich. All you got to do, if you want a Cadillac, just pray for a Cadillac. I mean, you can be rich. They're going to appeal to the things of the world, to the worldly people. You find out that Jesus Christ didn't have no Cadillac, did he? He hung on the cross naked. His disciples didn't do much better, did they? You check him out with the Word of God. False preacher teachers, the things of the world, they want you to hear. They got smooth in their talking, but they geared to the popularity appeal. And they'll also attack the real church, the narrow-minded fundamentalists that we are. They will attack us, Mr. TV. I seen this man on television. Let me ask you tonight. Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven? And he's the only way to get there. Well, this man, I'm not going to mention his name, on Larry King Live was asked this question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is on his way to heaven? He says he is for me, but I'm not no judge. Now, why didn't y'all answer that a while ago? Why didn't y'all say he is for me, but I'm not no good judge? He denied that Jesus Christ is on his way. He made fun of the fundamentalist of our faith in Jesus Christ. He is the only way. That's the reason as us Christians have so much problem with this world, because we do not accept that just any other way, but Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. They commercialize. Check them out. They commercialize. 2 Peter 2 and 2 and 3. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the ways of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness they will deceive by the word and make merchandise of you, whose judging now a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. They'll make merchandise out of people. They always want to appeal to the dollar. Have y'all noticed that? Always want that dollar. For so much you will be able to get this prayer cloth for so much money. You'll be able to get this miracle billfold. Or we can send you some holy water or some anointing oil. But it's always for so much. They're interested in material gain. Material gain. Watch their characters. Jude 4 again says, ungodly men turning the grace of God unto lasciviousness. What that means, excuse to sin. Rationalizing sin in people's lives. And you can hear this. Because there are a lot of false teachers in a lot of churches today saying that homosexuals was born that way. We have a lot of mainstream religious people that will believe that homosexuals cannot help it. They're born that way. That's what this is talking about. They're turning the grace of God into excuse of sin and rationalizing sin. We are to love homosexuals as God loves them. They are sinners and they need to be saved. They need to be saved. As I said about someone going into a cult, if a person is a homosexual, they won't be there long if they're saved. If they're saved, they're going to come out of that lifestyle. Test their lives. The converts. Matthew 17 and 16 says, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs off of thistles? You'll know them by their fruits. Look at their character, look at their conduct, and look at their ministry. Miss Dorothy, I want to mention Brother Junior, if you don't mind, your dad, because of that funeral and everything. And I thought about it. I prepared this message in the funeral about Julian Walker. You know, as I prepared this message, you know, it says, look at their fruit. And it's not what people really said about him at the funeral. It's what the people that didn't say about him was there. It said the most. The converts are true men of God. And they will Christ exalt. They will be Bible believers. They will be church loving people. You can check them out. Check their fruit. Faithful preachers. Thank the Lord. Verse 6 again it says, ye are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We are of God because we agree with the Bible. Verse 2 it says, hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is God. That means confession. That means to say the same thing that God says about it. To agree with. To agree with the virgin birth, his death on the cross, the atonement, the blood he shed, the resurrection, the coming again. Confess that, the same thing God says, it's going to happen. It did happen. It's going to happen. He's coming back again. It's like the Bible said. Everything. This is accepted by believers. Again, verse 6, you are of God. He that is not of God, hear not us. Now, I know as faithful preachers, people have got up and walked out with me preaching the Word of God because of what I was preaching. It might be on homosexuals. It might be on drunkenness. It might be on whatever it is. They don't like. It might be because I say they're sinners and they need to be saved, whatever it is. They don't want to hear the Word of God. But faithful preachers, they keep on telling them about Jesus Christ and what Christ has done for us. I know a lot of times that people have done that to me. What God has said about it. What God says about sin, it's sin, regardless of whether you like it or not. It's sin. It'll make you mad. to make you sad or to make you glad. Some people, it makes them mad, and they won't even speak to you when you go out the door. I had a lady over in Astoria. She didn't like me because of what I preached. I don't know why she come. I thought she was going to insult me. I guess she wouldn't even look at me while I preached. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, boy, she'd be there. And she'd walk out that door. You think she'd shake my hand? No, sir. She wouldn't shake her hand. She'd walk to the side. Wouldn't even look at me. Walk right on out. I kept on preaching the Word of God. I'm telling you, I got to report to God for what I preach. Not only that, I got to report to God for how I lead. And you got to report for God how you follow. It's the Word of God. You better stick with the Word of God. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about, sticking to the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 also says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto them, neither can he know them, because they are spiritual discerned. They won't accept them. They don't believe it. They don't understand it because they're lost. We want to, again, thank Pleasant Hill for being so accepted to the Word of God. It will encourage you. It will comfort you. It will instruct you. It will direct you. Recognize what God is doing. Fearless people. Verse 4 it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Ye are of God. God guides us, he guards us into the truth and away from error. As a result, you have overcome them, the ones of the world. Spiritual force of evil is around us this day. And Colossians 2 and 15, it says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumph over them in it. John 16 and 33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that ye might have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, the victory that God had given us through the truth. The reason greater he that is in you than he that's in the world, that's the reason we have this. God have insulated us with the Spirit of God against error. A divine disinfectant that God has given us. John 16 and 33. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and you will show you all things to come. The Spirit of God directs us. The Spirit of truth of God makes Jesus Christ the onlyest way. It's not something that we do, try to work our way to heaven. You know, there's a lot of religions of the world as they're trying to work in their way to heaven. There's a lot of religion trying to work their way to heaven. Really, Christianity is not a religion. It's an experience with a person. There's a lot of religion in the world trying to work their way to heaven. But if you ever find one of these people you'd like to witness to that thinks they're going to go to heaven by their works, you just give them a little illustration. Say, suppose that you and I was on this airplane, and you believe working your way to heaven, I believe what Jesus Christ has done for me. And then suppose we on this airplane, and comes over the loudspeaker there, we're going to crash. Now, you're going to open that door, and you're going to jump out and hold your shirt up and kind of flap your wings and hope that you have a nice, soft landing? Or here's a parachute. Here's a parachute. I guarantee you, they'll go for the chute every time. They'll go for that parachute every time. So you can tell them that Jesus Christ made a chute for every one of us. We are on a crash course with hell. But Jesus Christ gave us a parachute. All we do have to accept it by faith. And we won't have to worry about that crash landing. They flap their wings all they want to, but I guarantee you they won't have too good a landing when they hit the ground. And that's the truth about trying to work your way to heaven in the way that Jesus Christ has made. Bless you here tonight. I know I've been long tonight. I won't keep you any longer. I don't even think we'll have a song tonight. But I just want you to remember the ones we have on our prayer list, especially those loss of loved ones. And so many sick and in the hospital. Pray for one another. Invite someone to be back with us Sunday. And don't forget to share Jesus with somebody. Carry that parachute with you and extend that parachute to somebody. Have any other announcements, anything need to be said at this hour? If not, we'll stand and be dismissed.